International Relations. Dialogue with Spain. Consultation before any agreement is reached. The policy of a GSLP Liberal government is that the sovereignty of Gibraltar is not a matter for discussion or negotiation with Spain. The United Kingdom government has made clear that as long as this is the policy of the Gibraltar government, they will not enter into such discussions or negotiations with Spain. It follows logically from this that we are totally against an Andorra-style solution for Gibraltar and would never recommend it in a referendum as a future solution. In respect of the Córdoba Agreement, as it affects the operation of the terminal, we have made our policy clear at the time the agreement was signed. Those policies are the basis on which the terminal will be operated in government. Tripartite process. Our position on participation in the Tripartite Forum is on the basis that its terms of reference are that it is a process of dialogue, not negotiation. We will therefore not finalise any tentative understandings without first explaining it fully in Gibraltar and holding a wide consultation process with other political parties and organisations. Provided the new Spanish government is prepared to participate in the forum on this basis, we will also participate. EU law. We will prioritise resources for the EU and international departments so that, as a matter of policy, Gibraltar should be as up-to-date as possible in the transposition of EU directives into Gibraltar law. Relationship with the UK. Our relationship with the UK is of fundamental importance. It is particularly essential that this relationship should be understood by all parties to be a modern Gibraltar remaining on the United Nations list of colonies. We will work to ensure that our relationship with the United Kingdom is as positive as possible in all respects. We will work with the UK as a partner and facilitator in the wider world. International law. We will establish a Centre for International Legal Studies in Gibraltar in cooperation with similar centres around the world and designed to assist Gibraltarian people and the government to understand and promote its international legal status and rights. This will enable us also to coordinate the international legal recognition of Gibraltar's status both in international bodies and in academia, as this reflects on the understanding of our status within the United Nations and other international institutions. Gibraltar's international status continues to be today that of a non-self-governing territory for which the United Kingdom is the administering power. We are committed to continuing to pursue with the United Nations what might be required in the terms of the Constitution to satisfy them that Gibraltar has achieved the maximum possible level of self-government, consistent with retaining our links with the British Crown as our head of state and with the United Kingdom as the party responsible for the defence of Gibraltar and to act on our behalf in foreign affairs. Referendum law. As became apparent at the time of the referendum on the 2006 Constitution, the legal base for consulting citizens through a referendum does not exist in Gibraltar, as was confirmed by the Attorney General. This does not mean that the referendum was illegal, as Spain has argued, but that the legal basis for it is not as strong as it could be. We will, therefore, introduce an Act of Parliament in our first year in office to cure this problem, to provide the legal basis for holding referenda and the procedure to be followed. We will make provision for non-Gibraltarian British nationals resident in Gibraltar for over 10 years to be eligible to apply for Gibraltarian status and vote in referenda. The United Nations. Whilst Gibraltar remains on the list of United Nations non-self-governing territories, we will continue to attend meetings of the Committee of 24 in June, as well as the United Nations 4th Committee in October. We believe it's essential that the position of the people of Gibraltar should be put at both those meetings before the international community, as Spain certainly continues to do. Contrary to the position of the GSD, we will encourage participation from representative organisations, non-governmental organisations, NGOs, at appearances before United Nations committees, as other territories that remain on the list of non-self-governing territories do, to illustrate the strength of feeling in Gibraltar on the issue. We will also inform young people from the comprehensive schools to what happens at the United Nations and the importance to Gibraltar of the deliberations of this international organisation.